All right, now we'll move on to Minnesota State University and head coach John Harrington. Coach, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you for your patience there, sir, and we'll let you start off with a few opening comments.
Sure, yeah, it's great to get started today, to have the conference and to have everybody here asking questions and certainly to listen to the other coaches and the insights they have and something that I know I can learn from. So it's been great. We're excited about our season coming up this year. You know, 2 years ago when I started here, we had one senior and we had 21 sophomores and freshmen. Now we have a veteran team with numbers at the top. And, of course, certainly we have to hope that those people develop their games. We have greater expectations for them as we do for our team in general. And so we're excited. Our players came back excited after a good summer of training and they look good. They're excited to get going. And I think, like I say, the thing with our team is, you know, after last year, you look at our team and I think, you know, that things have to be done on our team, probably by committee more than by individuals, that we have to have a lot of people making a contribution. And that's on both sides of the puck, no matter what position they play. We have to get better offensively and we certainly have to tighten up our defense. And so we understand those things and as coaches and certainly our players understand them too. So we're looking forward to getting going here and starting our season. Our opening weekend is the 29th and 30th against at Lindenwood. So we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, John. We'll open up for questions.
John, Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network. Talk about some of the newcomers to your team and where they will fit in your program this season.
Yeah, we have five newcomers, four are freshmen, and we had one transfer from the University of North Dakota, Rebecca Kolstad, who is a Mankato resident, is from here and played high school hockey at Mankato East, and we're excited to have her in our lineup. Certainly the people around the league know that she brings an element to the game that not a lot of players do. She's got great range and size and skill, so we're excited to have Rebecca on our team, and as a junior, she's been in the league a couple of years. This will be her third year in the league, so she has that experience, and we're expecting big things out of her and a big contribution to our team. As far as our first-year players go, I think, Britton Fleming, I saw a couple other girls there as candidates for preseason newcomer of the year, and I think Britton Fleming from Madison, Wisconsin is going to be in that group. She's an outstanding talent. I think our players here, as they got started on the ice, have recognized that immediately, that she's a good player and will be able to contribute to our team. So we're excited about her. Another player with very good offensive abilities is Mariah Gardner from Warroad, Minnesota. She's had a few injury issues that she's been working through, but she's doing a good job and she's a playmaker those two are up front going to be counted on by us and are going to get opportunities and hopefully they'll be able to contribute for us as freshmen. The other two, Tristan Truax is a big, strong forward, who's also played defense, so she is a versatile player, and she'll be in our lineup somewhere, and we're kind of starting her up front and going to give her that opportunity, and she should be in our top nine somewhere. And then a freshman from Calgary, Alberta, Jessica Condis. She's the baby of our freshman group. She won't turn 18 till January, so... It's funny, when we got going in the beginning of the year there, thank God her parents came down with her and stayed for a few days. They had to sign her paperwork because she wasn't 18. So that was beneficial that they were here. But she has a presence on the ice. She has an intelligence to play the game. And we see her being a good player for us as her career grows here.
Coach, what have been your biggest challenges with recruiting? Obviously, we play in one of the best leagues in the country, but you're going up against trying to recruit players that Minnesota or Wisconsin or Bemidji or whoever is going after. Has it been a challenge, or are you going after different kids?
Yeah, well, we'll give those people some time. We certainly want good players. I think we're all better coaches when we have better players. And, you know, we'll look at those players, and I think certainly our – you know, the moving into the new facility here, the Verizon Center, my first year there has made a big difference. It's a great facility, has everything that we need, that our players need, and the school. I think the big thing is, you know, is just the success level. I think, you know, it's, you know, the players we recruit, if they know anything about our league, they know who's successful and who the teams are that are working to be successful, and they see that. So I think that's a big thing that we battle, but it's also opportunity too. You know, it's a great opportunity for players to come in and contribute right away and be a part of something that I don't think necessarily is getting rebuilt, but it's getting built. I mean, it's we're building on what we have here, so I guess I think of the experience I had in men's hockey, that you could turn things around a little bit quicker because you have junior players, you have older players who can come in and contribute immediately. It's tougher in women's hockey because you know, there are some extremely skilled players that come in that remain good, but for the most part, it's developing that young talent and developing a confidence in those players that they can be successful at the collegiate level. So I think those are the things we kind of wrestle with.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, John. Gary Santinello from the New York Times. Speaking of, you know, incoming players, you know, entering your third year in the league now, have you noticed any difference in the quality of play of the women coming into the league, and to what do you attribute that?
Well, yes, I do. I think you know, there's so many great youth and club programs out there that the players are getting a chance to play with good players, and they get to play against good players. And that's a big part of development, is, you know, as well as getting good coaching. You know, you see a lot of players that come into our league and, you know, they've been on national teams. They've been at national camps, and they know all the players, and they've had that opportunity. So I think they come in, and it's not quite as big an adjustment as it is because there's familiarity with the other players that are in the league. And, you know, certainly our league is, I mean, the players in, you know, wherever they come from, know the WCHA is the best league in the country. And if they want to play with the best and against the best, it's the place to be. So, I think that's, I think that's why you see the players that come in and have been outstanding, is because they get such a great base of coaching and a great base of competition before they get into our league.
Thank you, John.
John, it's Matt Wellens at the Duluth News Tribune. How do you see Jordan McLaughlin getting into the lineup this year as a junior?
Well, Jordan's done a great job for us. You know, she's first and foremost a tremendous young lady. You know, I always say she lights up the room when she walks in. She's got a twinkle in her eye, and she's always got a, you know, a comment for everybody, and she's got great energy when she plays, and she can do a lot of things really well for us. And, you know, whether it's you know, filling in on in a power play position, she's one of our top penalty killers. She takes key faceoffs for us in the defensive end, and she's a reliable player, the kind of player that sometimes you don't always notice in the score sheet, but you appreciate when you have her on your team. And, you know, when you're the coach, you appreciate that you have her. So she's going to be somebody that we're going to look to step up her offensive game this year. And, you know, she might move around the lineup a little bit from center to wing, but we'll kind of see as that goes and how it develops and where we can best utilize her skill. But, she's come back. She's in great shape, and she's ready to go, and always brings a lot of energy, and she energizes other people around her, and those are the kind of players I think we all enjoy having.
Anything else for John? All right, Coach, thank you very much, and best of luck to you this season.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Thank you for everybody being on the call.
Thank you. Take care.